dentists are important to combat domestic violence because they are experts in the patient's facial anatomy, and they also have an interesting relationship with their patients as they tend to see them every 6 months. And so these relationships tend to be more personal over time than they may be with a primary care physician. But with the expertise a dentist may have gained through their education, they may be more apt to identify certain markers as opposed to a physician that is focused on the whole body and not just the face and the oral cavity.
I see. And give us an idea of what kind of markers — these are biomarkers, I understand — give us an idea of what dentists might find in cases of domestic violence.
So things like maybe a certain fractured tooth or a bruising pattern in the palate of your mouth, something to that effect, or even bruising in the cheeks. A big one that comes to mind is especially prevalent in child abuse is, for example, if a child were to be struck across the face, they might tear a labial frenum, which is the part that connects the lip to the gum.
So what would be your best advice? And I know this is an academic exercise that we're talking about, but what would be your advice to a dental hygienist or a dentist if they do find signs of domestic violence? What should they do with the patient?
If a hygienist or a dentist sees any of these signs or symptoms, they should certainly start the conversation in a very respectful way. That way we can start to build an avenue to possible resources that can help these patients elevate themselves out of their circumstance.
Okay, so it sounds like you're not necessarily saying the dentist has to hop on the phone and call authorities and notify them about what they suspect to be evidence of domestic violence.
No, certainly. In an adult patient, a dentist is not obligated to do such things. However, if it is a child, a dentist is required by law to contact authorities immediately if any violence has been suspected. Whether you're a child or whether you're an adult, I think as a dentist and a healthcare professional in general, you should be providing all of the resources to your patient. You shouldn't just be focusing on cleaning someone's teeth. If you do see these markers, it's similar kind of to an oral cancer screening where you're obligated to screen for oral cancer. Why can't we also screen for domestic violence?
Tim Ellis, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate it.